You're listening to Off the Card, an action figure podcast, a show about action figures by kids trapped in the bodies of grown men. And here they are, Billy Cooper, Eric Murphy, and Joe Gardner.
Thank you for joining us. Episode 24, man. Gentlemen, ooh, how are we doing?
Surviving.
Doing all right.
Everybody awake? Everybody alive? We all survived ITCE 2023. Everyone, I think, came out with like colds.
The cold, rainy weather over the past week and the weekend, and then, you know.
Yeah.
People's touching things and
nerd bodies.
Nerd bodies. I don't have the antibodies for the nerd bodies.
Not anymore, man.
Yeah,
not
actually, anymore. Just to be sure, I took a COVID test last night just to be safe.
I know what got me. So I have a sleep apnea, and I have my machine, and I forgot to bring water with me, and I didn't get any. I didn't even grab bottled water. While I was in the bathroom, just threw some water from the sink in it.
Oh God.
I've got this dry spot that runs down the back of my throat. I can't get it wet. Oh God.
Oh, Lake Monroe water you got going on.
Minerals.
As a fellow CPAP user,
not smart. And I'm feeling it. Yeah, I'm feeling it. So, well, it's been a couple of weeks. Some shit has went down in New York City, Toy Fair and New York Comic Con, with like 2 weeks apart, a week apart, some
like two stuff weeks like apart. That. I really feel bad for the people that, especially like, honestly, Pixel Dan, like I think he went to both, but it's like, if it's 2 weeks apart, do you just stay up there? Do you fly back to Ohio and then fly back? I mean,
I don't know. Some of the YouTubers and stuff. Yeah. I don't know. It was kind of weird. So, that would suck. Two flights in New York. No, thank you. I'll pass. Yeah. So
they had like flash flooding that week too.
Yeah, I see that.
It was like we had a truck through like 7 inches of rain.
That's ridiculous.
I was watching a lot of the folks that were there watching their live streams, and then watching some other their walkthroughs and stuff. And that's some cool stuff there, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Some cool stuff. Eric, I know me and you. I don't know if Joe caught it or not. But Trick or Treat Studios came out of nowhere.
Yep.
With some stuff.
They caught my eye with a couple things.
Yeah. And it's really interesting. They're not doing. What size figure would you say that would be?
They're like 5 inch or 4.5. Yeah, they're almost.
They're the
MVP. Yeah. They're weird. They're not G.I. Joe. They're not the standard 3.75.
Yeah.
But they're not like. They're closer to like the 5.5, like Ninja Turtle He-Man type Playmates-esque.
Yeah, figure. But also has the same type of body look to a Reaction or Super 7.
It's different. It's different. And I've seen some of their stuff. Like I've seen the figures from Haunt, the 3-packs or the 2-packs. And they're their own scale. I don't know. I'm going to buy some of them and try to line them up, but... the ones that caught me, Goosebumps.
Yeah,
is an awesome license.
Villain covers, which is a good idea.
And there's a build-a-figure with it. So,
oh, really? It's like the Wendigo.
Yeah, one of those figures was like a build-a-figure. I think it's like the Clay. I forget his name. I don't know. Goosebumps is a little. I was like 18, 19.
So you graduated high school about the time the Goosebumps books really started to pick up pace, because he stopped doing Fear Street in the mid-90s to do Goosebumps, which was like 93, 94.
So those look really good. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre playset, or the figures with the dinner playset. Yeah.
Now
and the dinner playset comes with... Yeah, that one looks good. Gwar.
Gwar, yeah.
Yeah.
And they did Dave Brokey. They did him too, which is cool.
Yeah. The one that caught me completely is the Toxic Crusaders. They almost look like they're recreating
almost look exact legit to what the originals were. Super 7 has their Toxic Crusaders, which look great. But what they're doing is almost replicated exactly to the original ones they did.
They look like the Playmates stuff.
Yep.
And when I was watching some interviews with some of the folks there, I guess they have access to some unproduced molds and things from the Toxic Crusaders, like that never got made. So they're going to go back and actually make them. And they have some of those on hand.
Yeah.
Super cool. Toxie's due for a resurgence. And I think with the Dinklage movie,
I think you're going to see a possible re-release. I mean, they've already released all the cartoon series and all the original films. Lloyd's done box sets. There's one box set out there that's like $75. It's got all the original movies plus the cartoon series. Definitely.
Troma's always been good about keeping their stuff in print.
The other thing from Trick or Treat that I saw is the George Romero licenses. So they brought back Bub, Dr. Tongue. So stuff from Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, and doing those zombies. And they look really cool.
Everything that I like what Trick or Treat Studios is doing.
They're getting into board games now. Like they're doing Texas Chainsaw board game, and like they're doing really smart things with their license. I'm debating about getting the Texas Chainsaw board game because it just seems really cool to have.
Yeah, it would. It seemed like that would lend itself as like a pursuit type game. Where
obviously, you got the video game out now, which I have, which is really fun. And then I think they did a Halloween one as well. They're doing a lot of cool stuff. Trick or Treat is just getting real experimental. It reminds me of early days of Mezco.
It really does. And I'm very interested in what they're doing.
Sodas.
Yeah, soda. It definitely feels that way. It feels like they're going like purposely. They're not getting in the lane of NECA and some of those type of companies. Yeah. They're like, nope, this is what we're going to do. We're going to cater more of a niche type stuff, you know, and it looks good.
Even their masks. Well,
revealed a couple of busts of Snake Eyes and Cobra Commander.
Yes.
They didn't have him. I didn't see anything. I didn't see him compared to anything to get a scale. I'm guessing they were like at least six or maybe 10 scale busts. But
They're also doing ones that are Christmas, or they're doing busts, but they're Christmas ornament size. So they're like maybe 3 or 4 inches, and it's like a small bust, and it's a Christmas ornament.
I've got the Misfits Fiend that they did, and it's about five inches tall, 6 inches.
Yeah. That Misfits Fiend's getting passed around like the girl on prom night now, as far as their license.
It is.
And Eric, you mentioned the helmet. I think they revealed a Cobra Commander helmet too.
Yeah. Yeah, they're masks and stuff that they're doing, and they're all the costume stuff is just insane. One of the guys at the show, Bob from Toy Buzz and Fizz, I mean, he had a table set up and majority of it was Trick or Treat Studios masks.
Yep.
And they're just good quality masks, and they're not really expensive. They're like not compared to some of the other companies.
Yeah,
not awful.
Yeah, not compared to some of the other companies for sure. NECA had a some really cool stuff. The stuff that caught my attention is we're finally seeing a prototype of Krampus.
Yes, and his creatures.
And his creature pack and Der Clown. So I'm very happy about that. I've been waiting on those since they announced that license like 2 years ago. I love that movie. But more than that, the guy that created that movie created Trick or Treat. So for me, it's just logical. Anyway, those look great. They're calling for fourth quarter of 2024. We're like a year away. Yeah, next Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
But they have a lot of things on their books. I mean, the from everything I've seen, like they're still hard in the paint on the Ninja Turtles. I mean, now they're digging into number two with The Secret of the Ooze. They have that prop chair that you can get to put Shredder in. You have the scientist. You have Kino. You have, I mean, they're going hard.
They're doing the samurais.
And they're doing the samurais.
Yeah.
They're really going hard in the paint on the troll. And they're doing more of the Universal Monster Wolfman and Creature of Black Lagoon. Yep. I mean, and Turtles, now,
yep.
Yeah, and I think they're starting to hit the tail of the Universal Monsters. Bride's out now. I know Jekyll and Hyde's coming.
Yep.
But now it seems like, and what I thought probably was going to happen, because it's like, how much farther can we go with this? And I think they've kind of hit the brick wall. They're now moving towards Hammer. So which now
makes me so happy.
Yeah, Christopher Lee Dracula. So there's a second one coming. If I'm a betting man, it's probably Peter Cushing's Van Helsing.
Probably. The Vincent Price license.
Oh, dear Vincent, Lord.
That Vincent Price figure looks sharp. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Pee Wee Herman license.
Yep. On the TNT, to go back to the TNT, the one figure that caught me completely off guard and set the internet on fire for a few moments was the TNT Jack Kirby figure.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That one. Oh, boy. Yeah, because they paid homage to him in one of the episodes. Yeah. And so they're putting him out as a figure. We don't know how it's going to be put out. We don't know where or what, but I will fight a man over a Jack Kirby.
I thought I saw it might have been like initial release. I thought there were some kind of packages they were doing for charity, maybe.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Man, I could be mistaken, but I
wonder if it's going to go with what's the group that helps for medical finances for comic book artists?
Hero Initiative.
Yeah. I wonder if it's part of that.
Yeah, it could be. We'll see. Another ones that completely caught me off guard, you sent this link to me, Eric, was the Ben Cooper kids.
Yep.
Those to me, what I'm seeing on those are on the bodies of what they did with the Halloween 3 trick or treaters.
Yep. The and they're going to do boys and girls.
And they're classified under their like 8-inch scale or whatever it is. So they're about like a 5-inch figure. But all the Ben Cooper costumes that they can get the rights to, because they have the rights to other things. Those came out left field. I will have all of those. My childhood.
Wish they'd get Tim Barron to do the packaging for that. It's like his Halloween art that he said recently. It's just like, let him do the art for that.
Right. Yeah. Awesome. I 100% agree. I got to get a frame for my poster, by the way. I got one of those posters from him. So, yeah. Let's see.
A ton of Toonie Terrors. They've got the DC license now, so you have Superman. Oh,
they showed Angela Lansbury.
Yeah. So
the She Wrote.
Yeah, I was thinking about this recently, because now they've showed more photos of dinosaurs.
Yeah,
they've done Alf. They're doing Pee Wee Herman, Angela Lansbury. There's one person that lends to a figure that I think would be a good Toonie Terror and possibly good Ultimates figure, and you could do it in a package of two of his most known movies, is Ernest.
Oh, Jesus, man. Yes.
Did Ernest and Ernest Scared Stupid with the trolls?
Yep.
I'd just say Ernest T. Worrell in general.
Yeah, just did Ernest as a Toonie Terror or a NECA Ultimate with soft goods with his vest.
Aren't they that many people that
even accessories?
Did they even people even remember Ernest?
Oh yeah, I think Ernest Scared Stupid actually has as much of a cult following as Monster Squad.
Could be, yeah. The troll designs were cool for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was Stan Winston Studios or Boss Studios that did the makeup for the trolls. Oh yeah, he's got. I just saw a thing about the picture. Somebody was a milk ad, but it was for Miak.
Nice. Nice. Another company, we all know who Loyal Subjects are. They started making small vinyl figures. Yep. They're making turtles. I've got a couple of their TMNT ones based on the IDW turtles. They're really cool, but they have their problems. But they announced they had the rights and rights to Rainbow Bright and Strawberry Shortcake. And they showed a ton of different scale figures, plushes, you name it. It's there. I've been saying for years that all of us get G.I. Joe and He-Man and Transformers and Ghostbusters. But that girl market has kind of been neglected.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a whole list of different things. I think that, I mean, they've done some recreations of like Care Bears. I think what's the Glowworm. Yeah. I think I've re-released it. Yeah. I didn't know if there's another name for it. I think it's got a re-release at one point.
It did. I got LO1. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Strawberry Shortcake. I mean, even Jim and the Holograms.
Yeah.
They tried making a movie that was one of the worst movies probably in the past 10 years.
She-Ra with the stuff they did with Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Which was actually very good. And it got a minuscule toy line.
And obviously, Barbie is, you know, always been there. And now with the new movie, it's even more to the forefront.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's kind of quiet, though, as far as that type of stuff. Maybe Gummy Bears. I mean,
Gummy Bears is part of the Disney afternoon stuff.
Yeah, so, that's a slippery. So let's Super 7 gets their hands on that, like they've done with the other Disney cartoon stuff.
Well, they had the Disney afternoon, but then again, they did just a really small smattering of figures. No, they didn't. It was Funko that had it. I don't know. It's tough. But it is cool, though, to see that the girl brands they're starting to step up from that era. I just saw
Furbies are back on the shelf again.
I would like to see Furbies. I'd like to see like Wuzzles and Shirt Tails and things like that back. But you know,
is it the we'll Popple, see. The ones you can Popples, roll into the bottle?
Yep, Pillow People. There's a bunch of stuff. I mean,
Pound Puppies.
They've been back Pound and Puppies forth,
been back and yeah. But Smurfs is, I mean, Smurfs My Little Pony. My Little Ponies came Smurfs. Back through again.
These will be Thor. Interesting to see how they take the retail. Rainbow Bright's the one that I think right now potentially could be huge.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Her whole thing is rainbow.
Yep.
I'm not trying to be facetious here, but it's got a built-in fan base.
It does. Yep. It does. Give something for the other side to argue about. That's for damn sure.
I
can only imagine the backlash from that.
I can't wait. Can't wait. So Super 7 dropped the mothership.
Literally.
Yeah, literally dropped the Cobra mothership for their G.I. Joe reaction figures. $500. Was it $500, Joe?
$500.
$500.
And if you backed it, you're able to purchase. They've got two different Viper packs. One's their traditional limited articulation
5-point.
The 5-point. And then the other pack is the old O-ring type figures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you can only get them if you back the project, I guess.
Yeah,
so it's a Kickstarter situation.
Yeah, no, I don't know if it's Kickstarter, is it, or is it just direct through them?
I think it is. I think they do need to hit a certain amount before they're going to produce.
Well, interesting.
Things like 3.5-foot diameters.
Oh, it's massive! God. Absolutely massive.
It's wild. Yeah. It's bigger than the Ghost, I think.
Yeah, it's big. It's big. The only other thing I seen, they had a bunch of their they're starting to get to the tail end of their Silverhawks line. They're doing some coming with obscure villains and stuff. And this Thundercat Silverhawks. They didn't have anything for Tiger Sharks yet. That's the one I'm waiting on. But they did show some of the reaction stuff. They had a line that it feels weird that this happened twice in the same show. They have a line of Halloween Kid figures as well. It is like, okay, that's strange that two separate companies are trying to do that. So, okay, that's cool. But the first three of them I've already got ordered. They should be here in the next day or so. So we'll see. So they're using their Misfit license, and they're using their original IP, The Worst, or the worst? Is it the worst?
Oh,
or
yeah,
is it the worst. Other? Or is it the other one? Yeah, yeah. Anyway, yeah, they're doing using that. So I thought that's pretty cool. And I'll get them because I believe I think the cards are Tim Barron artwork. So oh, not 100% sure, but I think it is. So I'll pick those up. I'll get those signed. So what else?
You know the guy or something?
Yeah. 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 Hey, man. It's who you know and who you know. See, I didn't see a whole lot from like Marvel and Diamond Select. Pretty much the same stuff we've seen at San Diego.
The only thing that caught my eye from Diamond Select was a half scale Snake Eyes bust.
Yeah.
Which I won't, cool. I won't get because that's probably going to be out of my price range. But, you know, hey, half scale.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why the one that was really quiet as well as far as wrestling release been dead quiet.
On Diamond Select and Marvel's Diamond / Marvel Select, I did like the Archangel figure reveal with the three different heads. You had the Death Head and then unmasked Warren Worthington, you know, and then the normal Archangel head. So I dug those. Those are cool because I'm really liking what they've been doing lately. Marvel Select figures have gotten really good, like quick. I just started playing with the Dr. Fantastic or Mr. Fantastic. I'm sorry, which is great. And today I got Sue in. And she comes with a bunch of stuff. So and that Annihilus figure that they keep showing. Oh, geez, Louise. I'm a Fantastic Four mark anyway, and then you give me one of my favorite villains on top of that. Yeah,
I still walk in my room, and one of the things I do have set up is their Beta Ray Bill figure, and I just look at him, it's like, aw.
That one's great. That Immortal Hulk that they did is amazing. The Titanium Man was great. I'm really looking forward to the what's the guy in the red? Holy crap, Russian Crimson Dynamo.
Yes,
I'm looking forward to that one. When it comes to Diamond Select and the Marvel Select stuff, I like the big chunky guys. Big chunky guys, they do
nicely.
They do it better than anybody for the most part. So, I did see McFarlane some run throughs with McFarlane. The only thing really new that caught was all their I guess is it Bethesda that owns like Diablo and Warcraft?
Or no, Diablo Blizzard. And Warcraft or Blizzard.
Blizzard.
Yeah. All the I wrote
down, which is now Microsoft.
Well, I wrote down Blizzard quote statues because there were all these little statues, but they have interchangeable weapons and arm pieces and stuff. Kind of a disappointment. For a lot of people that was looking for like WoW figures and Diablo 4. Yeah, especially
with what he did with the Doom figures.
Yeah.
You would think he would have went that direction with those as well.
It might be something though with the license. You know, we just did a video game episode and some of they are very funky when it comes to articulation and things. And like, it's weird how that license works. So anyway, they showed those. Some of those look cool. Something that that happened in a lot of videos that no one announced but was there in his booth is he has a license for Pacific Rim. Sorry, I'm stuttering.
Yeah.
And it was underneath some stuff, and it looks like it's diorama play sets, like of the cities.
Okay, so almost dioramas for Avatar.
Yes, and that's what I feel like these were that he did not show or did not allow them to videotape, but I seen in two or three different people going around, they caught it. There's a glimpse of it a couple of times underneath something. I'm like, that's Pacific Rim. That's the logo. That's a cityscape, you know, so... I'm like,
smashy,
right? Yeah, robots hitting giant fleshy things, I'm I'm all about it. So
I know we announced some new page punchers, G.I. Joe being among some of the licenses.
And Transformers.
Yeah. Like Hasbro's just throwing those out to everyone now, it seems like.
So the rumor on that is, I'm not 100% sure, but some stuff came out of New York with Kirkman's Skybound having the G.I. Joe and Transformers comic book license now. Him and Kirk, and Kirkman's a member or a partner in Image.
Right.
So McFarlane maybe got around
the movie license.
Yeah. That. So you might be getting new Skybound G.I. Joe comics in the page punchers, and same thing with Transformers.
Which that first issue of Transformers was pretty good. Nice start.
Yep. Pretty good. Yep. Pretty good.
I'm excited for the rest of what's coming. I've already got all on my pull list.
Oh yeah. Me too. I've been reading Void Rivals and getting ready. Yes. So, Yep. Getting ready.
I think the only thing for McFarlane, else I saw, he's still doing Movie Maniacs. I think, I saw Pennywise, and then there was a few others. Then there were some 8x10s. You could kind of see a side glance photo from a few videos of more characters he's doing. I saw 40-Year-Old Virgin. I saw the Blues Brothers,
Flash, Sheldon dressed up as Flash. That was kind of cool. I'm like, I kind of might want that. I mean, yeah. I know everyone's like, boo, bing, bang theory. I'm like, I don't give a damn. I enjoyed watching it.
Yeah.
And then he did. He went hard to paint on sports figures too again, which I don't think he did very well. I don't know, man.
I think what's holding McFarlane back with those is, man, if I was him, I would get in bed with one of the ball card companies quick. Oh,
yeah.
And I would do where there's chase version of cards, and you're going to see some figures move. That's how you move them.
I just don't. I don't know. I don't see. They showed Josh Allen from Buffalo. They showed Mahomes. I think they did one legend, which I think was Barry Sanders.
Which the Barry Sanders is just a remold of the original Barry Sanders that they put out.
And then hockey, they did
McDavid.
They did Ovechkin. But the big thing for me is I don't see younger people buying current players. I see older people wanting classic players.
If that makes sense. For me, if I'm going to buy a sports figure, particularly, I'm a football fan.
Yeah.
I want to have the articulation so that I can make them, set up a pose of TJ Watt pasting Mahomes. You can't do that with the McFarlane statues or the starting lineup.
The new starting fighters I think the newer ones now actually have more articulation.
Have like Marvel Legends style articulation.
I think those got put on pause.
Those are dead in the water. They're starting to pop up at Ollie's and stuff for $10 a piece.
Yeah, they're like $50. Yeah. They cleared some down to $20. They're too expensive.
Yep, they are. They were too expensive. I think a lot of things came into factor there. I think them not having authentic tattoos was a big deal. I know some people don't see it that way, but I'm telling you,
some of these
guys look funky without their tattoos. Uh-huh. I did appreciate them going and actually getting them their real shoes. Curry was wearing a pair of Curry 10s. I think they were 10s or 9s. Anyway, and then Embiid was wearing his Under Armours. And Jason Tatum was wearing a pair of the Jordan, 35 tacos. So it was that type of stuff as a shoe dork, as I am as well. I was picking that out. And I was like, those look really good. Those look great. Yeah. But, man.
Licenses is such a touchy thing now. I know the tattoo artist that did Randy Orton's tattoos filed a lawsuit because they were selling the figures with his tattoos. mm-hmm. on Randy, and he wasn't getting paid for it. CM Punk has a Cobra Commander tattoo, or has a Cobra tattoo on one arm. He has a snake. He has Snake Eyes tattoo on his forearm. Then he has the Pepsi logo. Most of those figures do not have that on there. It's a big issue. Even now, I got Madden 24 on Prime Day for $40. And I put it in and played it last night, and Max Crosby for the Raiders is completely sleeved both arms. In the game, the tattoos aren't there.
Yeah.
They're not there. So I think they're getting into the situation but at the end of the day, it goes back to our feelings about artists getting paid for their art, or people making money off other people's art. And at the end of these days, tattoo artists are artists. And if they're making something and it's an art piece, and then you're making money off of their art and they're not getting compensated for it, they need to be.
But at what point, though, is it devil's advocate here? This is like, okay, you put it on somebody, they paid you for it. Are you going to be tacky and put that artwork on other people?
No, you're right. It's a one-off custom piece, and they got paid for it and compensated. And there's no piece of paperwork that it contractually, if I go to my tattoo artist and they have something custom made, there's no piece of paper that says, by the way, if you ever do something with these tattoos, I get a cut of the money.
So if someone makes a Billy Cooper action figure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, is my homie Chris going to come after me? Cause I got his version of a Galactus. I mean, it's weird. It's like,
I know careful, Marvel might come too.
Well, yeah. don't mess with the mouse. And, I know that Funko got in some shit a few years ago when it came to like guitar licensing.
Oh yeah. Gibson.
Guitar Hero
got sued because they didn't originally approve of the sculpts that they used for the guitars, the SG body style, and they sued, and then they settled out of court and did a deal together where they both got in cahoots, and then but those first couple, it was a thing. You don't go playing with them on that type of stuff.
Back to toys, something that caught my attention. Premium DNA announced that they've been kind of skirting the Garbage Pail Kid license with like Madball meets Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah.
Now they're just like, we got Garbage Pail Kids. We're making Garbage Pail Kid figures like we did the Madball figures. Here's Nasty Nick and here's Clark Kent. Or and all this, here you go. And then they also showed they're making Mad Balls of Garbage Pail Kid heads. Yeah. So that makes me happy as a fan of all of that gross out 80s stuff I grew up with. That makes me happy. The one thing that came out of New York Comic Con, or it got teased at at Toy Fair, then it ended up getting leaked like this week. And Joe, I think you probably went wow like I did. Masters of the Universe meets Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I got to keep away from that, but those look really fucking cool.
Oh, man. I am all in. So the backstory is there was supposed to be a comic book series. And through with DC, and it got stopped. But some of the artwork by Freddie Williams III, I think, or anyway, he did some other crossover books like Thundercats and DC. Anyway, here's his designs. Now they're going to turn them in pretty much into figures. I just seen it. I'm like, well, there's the end for me. That's the end. That's the end game.
Yeah.
I love
the He-Man exposed to the ooze figure.
The Mutagen Man.
Like the trans. Yeah.
He's Mutagen.
That one looks really.
Yeah, I can't wait. Everybody just kind of looked at him and go, those are fun. I guess they're going to fall under the Origins line and they're getting a mass market release. Nice. So. Fingers crossed. Pre-orders go up relatively soon, but they're celebrating the 40 years? No, what anniversary of Ninja Turtles is it next year?
I mean, as far as the books or the toys?
Toys.
They came out in like 86, 87.
So they're getting close to... They're getting close to 40. I mean, it could be 35, but...
No, they in the press release, I'll be damned, they... in the press release they put out, they actually announced what this was for. Well, shit. Let me find a different... business announces, Business Wire... Two Beloved Worlds celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Ninja Turtles.
That has to be for the comics then, because
yeah, I think it's just the general, the origin of the turtles, the you know, this is their first,
yeah, yeah, so the cartoon series, yeah, debuted in October of 88, the five-part mini series,
yeah, because it was four years from creation to animation.
Yeah. See, it's got to be getting close to 40 years of Masters of the Universe, too, isn't
this
it?
This is the 40th anniversary of Masters of the Universe.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That was the big deal at, yeah, it's 40.
They all, because like Ghostbusters cartoon debuted in 86, Turtles five-part miniseries debuted in 87, and that's when like you saw the changing of the guard from Masters of the Universe and G.I. Joe to Ghostbusters and Turtles, and it kind of...
The movie adaptation kind of took over cartoons. Yeah.
Yeah. Which took the live action movie debuted in 89. So next year's the 35th anniversary.
Yeah.
So it all kind of hits.
Yep. So that's going to be a very popular line. Let's hope they don't screw it up. Did you guys see anything?
There was another bigger rumor that ended up dropping for pre-order this week. That was the PX exclusive sod cutter from Mezco.
Yeah.
Different colorway and all that.
Yeah. You said
looks like it's pretty much same accessories, just different coloring and whatnot. But anyone who missed out on the first time around has a chance this time.
I agree. I think it's a great idea. I have no problems with them re-releasing stuff in different colors to help get money out of molds and stuff. I know some people are like, oh, it's horrible. Don't do that. I'm like, look, dude, every toy line since the beginning of toy lines have reused and redone and repainted. Yep. And, you know, so it's just,
oh God, people in the G.I. Joe Facebook groups are constantly critiquing. Oh, they're using the legs from this guy. They're using the body from this figure. It's like, shut the fuck up and just enjoy the figure.
Yeah.
Wrestling right now.
The G.I. Joe guys are, by and large, I think they're
I'm about to leave all those groups, to be honest with you.
Yeah, some of them, man, just some people just want to complain. It's like, if it's that bad, well, don't.
They're complaining about this guy. He's like one of the best ones I've gotten in the last year. Come on.
Well, look, you've got companies now that are created just to try to discredit G.I. Joe, and they're ran by giant pricks. So it is what it is.
Yeah. I know Hasbro did an announcement for an announcement.
Yeah. You're getting that win tomorrow or something? Or
no, Friday? October 27th, 10/27. Yeah, they did a... For the Ghostbusters fans out there, like I am, they made a big, oh, we're going to do a big Friday 13th. I'm sitting there checking my phone every hour, like, okay, what? I'm waiting in line to get my tattoos. Like, all right, what's going on? Then we get the video. It's like, oh, no, we're making an announcement for the announcement.
Of an announcement.
That we're making an announcement. And I'm like, all right.
And they threw all kinds of teases in that announcement for the announcement.
Amongst the Ghostbusters ilk, it's pretty much a crapshoot between a trap, Ghostbusters 2 stuff with the pink slime sitting on the table, video footage of the firehouse and the pink slime pouring through it, which then leads credence into, are we going to get a Kickstarter for the firehouse to go with the car? Because next year is the 40th anniversary for Ghostbusters.
I don't know.
I think... I don't think it's going to be a trap. I think it's, by the looks of it, they showed a lot of the cartoon stuff in that video footage, and it really leads to me to believe that we are going to get a firehouse. I just think that's what it's going to be. And I'll probably retail it for $150 to $200. And it'll be a Kickstarter for Half-Lab.
I don't see him doing it. I think there. You don't think so? Nope. I think there's a lot of issues right now with Kickstarters and crowdfunding and stuff, man. I think it's going to be best for these companies to kind of pull back, because I think it's ran its course.
Yeah, I mean, they've seen quite a few not make it recently. Mattel didn't get theirs off the ground for the Nitro set.
Mm-hmm. And they're having trouble with Ant-Man right now, which shouldn't even be an issue. Yeah, they're still
like 3,800 away, I think, last I saw.
That, honestly, in a different climate, should have been a non-issue. That thing should have funded within minutes.
Yeah.
But I think there's fatigue. There's other toy lines. I think the days of being a sole collector of one toy line is kind of, especially adult collector, is...
Yeah.
It's not, you know, I don't know. It's just, you just think they would figured it out by now. And, you know, and some people are getting pissed or looking at it. It's like, look, you're a $1 billion company.
Yeah, that's something we talked about a long time ago. It's like, why are you so big that you need to have a Kickstarter?
Well, I think a lot of people don't want to address that. They tried to do a giant vehicle, and they did. And it set at the end of toys, shelves at Toys R Us, and that was the Force Awakens TIE Fighter. That damn thing sat there and sat there and sat there and got kicked around stores, and no one wanted the damn thing.
Hell, even the speeder bike packs and stuff sat on the shelves. That's how I got the couple that I have. I got them on discount for like $10.
Yep. And I think that's the thing is, like, man, you got to know your scale. I think 112 scale vehicles is in play sets and stuff. I think you're stretching.
That's definitely a specialty thing.
Absolutely.
A 112 scale vehicle.
But it's a little different when you look at something like the, you know, if they was to put out Ghostbusters in, let's say, the G.I. Joe scale, you know, quote, G.I. Joe scale 3.75, and then you build the, or a 4-inch scale, or whatever the other little small ones they did. They're about 4 inches, right? The ones that did.
Yeah.
Then you can do one of those play sets for 100, 150, kind of like the Turtles do with the sewer layers and stuff.
Yeah, that's why I think I think what they're going to do is literally just reproduce the one from the cartoon series that was out in the 80s.
I would like them to reproduce mass market to store cartoon figures.
Yeah.
As far as from the animated series, you know.
Yeah, which they did. That was the problem. They did it, but they went Walmart exclusive with it. They overmade it, but didn't get them out to the shelves that easily. And then when the pandemic and stuff settled down, then they had a glut of it. And the next thing you know, they all ended up at Ollie's.
Yeah.
And that's what
happened. Look, Ollie's is freaking getting everything, guys. Holy crap.
I saw recently that Big Lots might be on the verge of bankruptcy. So Ollie's is about to clean up again.
Who? Yeah.
Big Lots.
Oh, I could see that. But, I mean, Big Lots hasn't gotten shit in a decade.
Yeah.
The last thing, I take it back, maybe it was a decade ago, but I know at the end of the Maddie Collector stuff, a lot of that Maddie Collector stuff ended up at Big Lots.
Big Lots, yep.
The 12-inch everything from the 12-inch Ghostbusters to the last few of the Masters of the Universe classics. A lot of that stuff ended up there. But, look. What's the other store that's getting that stuff now? Ross? TJ Maxx?
Yep.
Places like that are getting play sets and all kinds of 3-packs and wrestling figures. And, it's crazy.
You know, talking about the Kickstarter, as I went and looked just out of curiosity, I guess it just depends on the fandom, because the Star Wars ghost vehicle that Hasbro did, the HasLab, for $500, they needed 8,000 backers. They ended up with 21,768 people backing it.
And that's a 112 scale?
That is the vintage collection. That's the smaller figures.
There you go.
Whatever scale that is. But that's still like a 3-foot by 4-foot mm-hmm. ship. I mean, that's, yeah, it's the size of that mothership.
But it's the vintage collection, like Millennium Falcon. True. That thing was that size too. I mean, that thing's a coffee table.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but yeah, again, it lends itself.
As big as my desk here.
Yeah, it lends itself to scale. And I think it's going to be, it's really tough. I mean, to get away with building something that big. I it's cool. Don't get me wrong. Look, I mean, at PowerCon.
Unless you're G.I. Joe.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, that Hissed and the Dragonfly.
Yeah.
Those funded easily.
Yeah. But those are, I don't know. It's weird. Like, I want the Super 7 is very ambitious with their, like, Thundercats lair and the tank and the turtle van and stuff like that. But, I mean, I would love to know the numbers on their ultimate figures. How many do they even make? I can't imagine it's any more than maybe 5,000 a figure.
True.
If that.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't be. I mean, same thing with the Mezco stuff. I can't imagine them making more than 5,000.
No. I know for a while there was someone in one of the groups somehow was figuring out, and I don't know how, but yeah, figuring out the runs of the figures. Yeah, 6,000 at the most, I think, was any of them.
Yeah, and that's like a big license.
Yeah, it'd be like a Spider-Man or a Wolverine or Batman. Well, Batman is like half of what they make.
Yeah. While you look at something like Marvel Legends, and that is probably, you know, 200,000.
Right.
I'd say Marvel Legend, a normal print run for a Marvel Legend, or most the Marvel Legend-esque figures, the Ghostbusters, the wrestlers, things like that, 200,000, give or take, depending on what it is. So, I don't know, man. It's weird. I'd love to know the numbers for Funko Pops.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know those have got to be all over the damn place.
No, if somebody that we've talked about that numerous times of like, just because you have a license to some doesn't mean you need to make it. Yeah, and that Funko is a walking, breathing machine of that. It's like, I don't need this product line. And if somebody in that office there, which they've just cleaned house on, isn't looking at the numbers going, why are we spending the money to make these? They aren't selling. These are selling. These are selling. These are selling. We don't need to stop making, like, reduce. Like,
it almost to me feels like they have especially, and this goes with everyone that makes figures. It's like they have an IP that they bought into, like a Super 7 with Disney or Funko with, well, fuck anything that's not nailed down. They buy
everything.
They buy into an IP and they're like, hey, we got this. We got to pay X amount. We got to sell X amount of units. We're going to have to fluff this. So instead of getting like just the whatever Eternals, but now we need exclusives for every one of them because we've got to get numbers. And then we've got to do an exclusive. We got to do a San Diego and we got to do an Emerald City. And then we got to do this and we got to do this big one. And then it turns from doing like, hey, we're going to put these out for like this Captain America movie to it went from 4 figures of like the 2 heroes and the 2 villains to 25 figures.
Yeah, every supporting cast member.
Yeah, every supporting cast member. It's like, oh, look, Lobot, or Hammerhead.
Oh, hey, here's the guy that was hiding behind the garbage dumpster while the fight was going on.
Here's that third zombie from the left in that one episode. And it gets to the point where it's like, man, it's almost like they've got to do it, I think, because they've got to get those numbers. They've got to meet those numbers because they've got X amount tied up in that IP. I mean, I couldn't imagine. You know, well, hell, look at, let's be honest, Super 7. I'm looking over here at like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128, It's the same figure, all different colors, but they've got to get that money. They got to strike, I guess, you know. And yeah, I don't know. It's I couldn't imagine. I can't imagine what these companies are taking in a loss. Especially like if you go back to the Ross and the what's the other company?
Ollie's and stuff like Ollie's. That.
Holy shit, man. The amount of like Marvel Legends right now. From Thor, Love and Thunder to Black Panther, the last Black Panther movie.
Eternals. Just Hasbro in general.
Eternals. Black Widow. And there's some other ones in there too, some exclusives. Yep. Yep. I mean, they're everywhere. I mean, the Eternals figures are damn near like E.T. Atari cartridges.
Which is a shame because that was a very good movie.
I didn't hate it, but I wasn't going to buy just those figures, though.
Yeah.
It sucks when you see a movie like that, say what you will, because this new Marvel's movie is going to do the same thing. Store shows are going to get full of shit.
And
no one's going to buy it. And then you're going to have people on YouTube screaming, it's because Disney's whatever, you know. Yeah, ain't got nothing to do with that. And
people complain about Ahsoka. What the
fuck? Oh, don't even get me started, man. The people are idiots. Well, they're also the people that complain. You look at them and go, did you watch Rebels? No. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. That's what I tell. It's like, have you invested 10 years in animation?
If nothing else, watch the final episodes of Rebels before you watch Ahsoka. That'll give you at least a little bit of a head start.
But I'm invested over 10 years in Star Wars animated film or shows and stuff to get to this point. So, and then there's like, I don't like it. Well, because you didn't watch the cartoons, man.
Yeah.
That would be like turning on a football game in the fourth quarter and then bitching because you don't know what's going on.
Well, why is the score like this? Why isn't my team winning?
Why is that team wearing black? I don't know. Yeah, it's just dumb. It's just dumb. But yeah, you always find people complaining. I mean, bitching.
People are always going to complain. That's the problem. Well, not the problem. That's just the reality.
I've said it a million times. You can, and I'm not necessarily a nice thing to say. These are the type of motherfuckers that would bitch about a blowjob.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. You'll never make them happy. It's like, I can't believe this person's sucking my dick. I'm like, yeah, no, that's like,
well, what are you expecting?
What did you want, man?
You're right.
I mean, it's sad. And I say that at work when it comes to people, it's like nothing's ever good enough. Like, hey, we're letting everybody leave early, but you get to get paid for the full shift during shutdown. And they're mad because they get to leave earlier. And I'm like,
yeah,
you know, and that's the type of people you get. That's why I've kind of.
Complaining about taxes on a bonus check.
Yeah,
right.
Did you work extra to get it? No. Okay, then. Still extra money.
But again, there is constructive criticism when you look at something. I will say this. I'm not one of those people that says never complain, but I will say there is constructive criticism. Ooh, yeah. You look at something and go, look, this company has been doing this right for X amount of times. Why did they choose to do that? That makes no sense. You know, like,
yes.
And that happens. You're like, why did they on that figure? Because it all of a sudden they went pinless for like two waves. And then that figure from Amazon has pins. Why? You know what I mean? Yep. Like that's not.
Yeah. I mean, I have constructive criticisms from Mattel and WWE. I mean, it's like we keep getting the same figures. How many Ultimate Warriors do we need? You know, or how many, or now they're doing the Greatest Hits Ultimate. So they're taking early Ultimates that they've done and just re-releasing them. Which is fine if you didn't get them because they are kind of hard to get. They do get pricey at times. Great. But, you know, it's like, okay, I don't see a point in buying. I mean, I'm looking up, literally just looking up, and it's like I've seen 5 Jake the Snake Roberts recently. I love Jake the Snake Roberts. Do I need all 5 of them? No. It's like, well, it's a different snake. Okay. But, I mean, you know.
That's what she said.
Yeah, exactly. This one's not on coke.
No. They're all on coke. No. I wouldn't buy Jake the Snake if it's not on cocaine.
Yeah,
sorry.
And honestly, the wrestling. It's like Gary Busey. If he's sober, I don't want to talk to him.
Right.
But wrestling fans in general are very fickle animals. I mean, Billy Bother in agreement that I bought my Danhausen Ringside Collectible exclusive. I might buy one or two more figures, and I'm kind of just done with AEW. Yeah. I'm not, you know, I'll probably pick up the Ring of Honor edition limited run of him. I might pick up the Briscoes. If anybody in the AEW world wants to hear this, will you please stop putting the same UPC code on the Kenny Omega figure Walmart exclusive and the CM Punk? So every time I try to order it for CM Punk, I keep getting Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
That type of funny stunt that you guys are trying to pull, because nobody wants the guy that wrestles blow up dolls as a fucking action figure.
Correct.
Stop it.
No lies detected, sir. None. No, I'm with you guys. Everyone has the right to complain. Everyone has the right to bitch. But I think there's bitching and then there's constructive criticism and question asking. That's where I'm at. Like, huh, why did they choose that? They might be legit reasons, or they just might be cost-cutting assholes, which is probably cost-cutting assholes.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also buying billion-dollar IPs. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're buying figures
If we were in the same business they were in, and we are kind of in a business, I mean, if we could do a show that's cheaper and easier and do it better than the competition, we're going to do it. Right. And it's kind of the same, and we have, correct. You know, exactly. You know, it's like, we don't have to spend millions of dollars in marketing ads for radio stations or television commercials and stuff like that. We're old school. We'll go and paint the town with posters, and we'll do a little bit of spending on social media, but we don't have to drop millions of dollars in marketing and then make it back up by getting the Osbournes to come to your autograph sessions in New Jersey, like they did for Famous Monsters and Madman. And they are billionaires.
You know who
tons of money for those autographs.
You know who got them there?
I can only imagine.
No, the owner of Famous Monsters.
Yeah.
That'd be Corey Taylor.
Really?
He owns it.
Oh, I didn't know he owns it now.
He bought Famous Monsters. Yeah.
So here's a stacked question. If you are Corey Taylor and you own a magazine, and now you own Famous Monsters convention, and you're friends with the Osbournes, they're doing this, how can you just, I don't even want to look up how much they're charging for autographs and photo ops. It's probably make me nauseous.
I will say this. I'm not defending it by any means because I'm not a fan of the celebrity petting zoo. But I will say this. Them doing that almost feels like a reach out to their fan base more than it does a money grab.
I would hope so.
Because Sharon now doesn't have any work, so they had an opportunity. So I can't see it being a money grab, but I don't know. And I'm not defending it because I like Ozzy or anything like that.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, we see it every day. I mean,
absolutely. Wrapping everything up before we hop off here, we're about to hit the 1 hour mark. I want to take a moment and thank everyone that came out to ITCE, and I want to congratulate all of the custom figure contest winners.
There were some nice looking figures there.
There were some badass looking figures.
I still love that Nightcrawler.
The People's Champ walked away with the belt. And he will be back next year to defend it. my silliness knows no bounds. A wrestling belt for a custom figure contest.
Hell yeah.
Inside of ITC, no. I met some nice people downstairs that are fans of the show. They actually have their own podcast called Collective Rose Podcast.
Yes.
Super nice people. If you guys are listening to the show, you guys check their channel out. super nice. Talked to him for a while. I actually wouldn't mind trying to do some type of a crossover thing with him.
Absolutely.
And do some stuff and talk shop about video games. We're all video game people as well. And they praised how much they enjoyed the video game episode from a couple weeks ago. So cool. Yeah, good people. They are really nice.
Yeah, I've known those guys for a while. So I know the brothers. I don't know anybody else involved closely. So same circles of friends and things a little bit kind of overlap, but that's about it. But no, I love their stuff. When the reels pop up, I love listening to them talk about, like, this, I don't know, it's just the way they interpret, like, video games, as far as, like, it's great. I love it. So yes, they're good folks. We recommend them. So anything else?
Little snippet of video game news. Hellboy Web of Word dropped today.
Today? That's that beat-em-up brawler that's got the same art style as Mignola. I think
looks it's right out of the comic.
Yeah, I think I may have sent you something, Billy. I may have sent it to you again, but it looks really
you
cool.
You did.
I'll let you know in a day or two what I think.
Oh, you got it, huh?
It came out on the Switch, so.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like less than $20, so.
No kidding. Is that digital or physical?
It digital. Okay. They haven't announced a physical yet.
The
regular price is like $25. Everywhere's got it for 20% off for I don't know how long. And then I saw some Nintendo credit.
I might take a look at that.
Had on there, so.
Yeah, because there's a couple games I'm after
if
that
they,
one.
If they release it.
What's that?
Yep.
Yeah, they're doing a Jurassic Park collection.
It'll be limited. Limited.
Oh, do a limited run. Yeah, limited run, and they're doing a Jurassic Park one right now.
Yeah.
And then that RoboCop Rogue City.
Yeah. Yep. So, all right, guys. New York, shit went down. Nobody floated away. And new toys were...
Someone did shit on the show floor, apparently, though.
I did see that, and I have not read that article yet.
I didn't either. I just read the headline.
Just physically took a duke in the middle
It was on Bleeding Cool. Someone literally just took a dump in New York Comic Con.
Anybody got any eyes where McFarlane was?
I don't know. I'm gonna blame it on those... hell, who knows? But anyway, yeah, so there you go. All right, guys, we'll wrap it up. We hit the hour mark. Yep. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back in a week or so, give or take, and we'll get some stuff done. We'll see if we can come up with another themed episode. I like themes.
All right.
I like themes. So if you guys come up with a theme, let us know.
Makes it easier to come up with something to talk about.
Yeah. Then we just don't turn into a bunch of old bastards yelling at clouds. So, all right, guys, thanks for joining us. Number 24, and we're out, guys. Later.
All right, see ya.